Lord, and give him some praise this morning. I'm going to ask Pastor Will to come this morning and remember those that are sick, those that are in hospitals, those in their homes and afflicted and not really enjoying this day, this season. We're going to ask the pastor to pray.
Jesus, we thank you for watching over those, Lord God, that are sick, those that are despondent, those that are laying by the wayside and disgusted. Father, we pray that you touch their hearts and their mind and renew, refresh them, Lord. Heal their bodies and crown them with energy, so that you. For you are the joy, Lord God, of every day. And Lord God, we lift you up and we lift them up before you, Lord God. For you are able to bring them out and set them free. We give you all the praise and honor and the glory, God, as you go about this day, Lord God, touching their bodies and healing their mind. God bless the service.
Praise the Lord. Come on, give the Lord some more praise. Amen. Merry Christmas to everyone. You may be seated. We want to wish Pastor Rella for the happy birthday. His birthday was yesterday. Amen. That's kind of funny. Him and he and Sister Rella's birthday in December. Man, who would have thought it? Anybody, any more December babies in here? Well, glory. What's your birthday? December 6th? December the 1st? 31st? Oh, you yet to come. Amen. You still come. Amen. Well, glory to the living God. Amen. We thank God that we're here this morning. Say, hey, got to replace it. Little bugger. Amen. Glad you're here this morning. We're not going to be here very long. But we have to come to give God some praise. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, it's real bad now, isn't it? Oh. Hallelujah. It's good. Amen. Got to be reflecting. You know, I think we got one more upstairs across the street. We'll check it to see if it's any good. Yeah. You know, we had two for the stage, one for the house. Listen, amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't care. At least I don't have that noise in my ear no more. No. Remember, we were going to minister on the tomb today, but I did it 2 weeks ago. Guess what? Don't do it again today. This time we're going to do a little different, a little about one of the five this morning and stuff the Lord was dealing with me about the tomb and how important it is to our lives. But we're going to look at it a little different today. If you open up your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. Amen. And the fifth verse. Today we're going to look at the word tomb is spelled T-O-M-N-B. Somebody say it, P.
B.
He's emphasizing B. Amen. Well, the T in tomb stands for trust.
All right.
In Proverbs, the third chapter, the fifth verse, it says what? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall do what? He shall direct your path. Well, if we look at the word trust means to confide in, to take refuge in. This is what, when we think about the tomb, Jesus' resurrection deals with all of these things. He rose that we might have this authority and this dominion in our lives. He rose that we might have the knowledge and the understanding that we need to participate in the kingdom of God. And it is a participation, because we like to say to ourselves, I'm a work in progress. Well, if you think of it that way, then you're in participation with the kingdom of God. And we're trying to grow to the full stature of the knowledge and understanding of what Christ has already established in our earth and in our lives. Yeah. So when we trust in Him, we confide and we put our take our refuge in Him. It's in the Lord. It's in the Elohim, the creator of all things. And I think about the scripture that says, Colossians, I think it's in Colossians, or even the creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Everything is waiting to see what we're going to do, how long it's going to take us, and what we're going to do. The tomb represents the anointing and the authority of God, the light of God. So therefore, the tomb has a very great standing and influence in our lives. Not just the cross, but the tomb also. And when we look at this and we have our trust and our faith in God, amen. And do what? After we do all these things, we recognize that if we trust in Him with all thy heart, that means we give Him our feelings and our intellect. Right. In most cases, that's what keeps us separated from God. The way we feel about a thing and our intellectual prowess that we have concerning certain matters. But God wants us to relinquish them and yield them over to Him. Well, my goodness, if we did that, we might not be in as much trouble as we've been in.
All right.
So we don't want to do that at all. But if we trust in Him and we put our confidence in Him and take our refuge in Him, then that's what we need to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So as we put that on our heart and we do not, we lean not, that the word lean means to what? It means not to support yourself.
Right.
Amen. We spend so much time trying to figure it out ourselves, God can't get in and show us the right way. It ain't that He's not trying. We just don't give Him a chance. Because we're trusting in our abilities, we're trusting in our knowledge. We're trusting in what Mama and Daddy said. Oh, here we go. We're trusting in what our pastor said or the apostle prophesied to me. I'm not trusting in what the Word of God says.
Yeah, all right.
You got to trust in the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Say, so you're supposed to be able to trust your pastor and prophet. You're supposed to be. But they make mistakes too.
Yeah.
They're human, they stumble. That's why you have to put all your confidence in the Word. Amen.
Right.
Glory to God. So, as we move on and we realize that we're not leaning to our own what? Understanding, our own insight. A lot of times I've got myself in trouble leaning to my insight. My decision.
Right.
And I heard God, my brother, say, no, don't make that left turn. Make a right turn. But my insight told me if I make this left turn, Elder Joe, I'm going to save 5 minutes. I might have saved 5 minutes, but it cost me 1,000. How many hear me? I'd have rather kept 1,000 and added on the minutes. But that's what happens when we lean to our own understanding. Amen. And we don't trust it to have our support. And I trust in God. And in all of our ways, when we talk about ways, we're talking about our conversation, our lifestyle, whether it be good or bad.
Amen.
I know a lot of bad people that still trust in the Lord. They say they do. Who knows whether they do or not?
Right.
All this between them and God.
Right.
And I know a lot of good people that say they do and don't act like they do.
Right.
So which way do you lean on that? You don't. You stand on His word and you do what you have to do in the name of Jesus.
Right.
So in all thy ways, acknowledge. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, acknowledge.
Acknowledge.
That means you have to recognize Him.
Yeah.
Not just in word, but in deed. And that's what we're going to keep going. We're going to see that the deed or the works that God is talking about was manifested in the tomb also. And so we acknowledge Him, well, we acknowledge Christ in all of our ways, in our path, in our conversation, in our lifestyle of life, because we allow Him to have His way in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
So because we're trusting in Him, so why not let Him have His way?
Amen.
Amen. I know when I was growing up, it was a bunch of us, Pastor. I mean a bunch of us. We had our own baseball team. And when we first started out, my dad was a little screwy. And he didn't believe in using Nerf balls. He wanted to use real hard balls. And he tell you, get up there at the plate, man. I know how hard the ball is.
Right.
Get up to the plate. Trust. It'll be all right. You can hit it. No, you're going to hit me with the ball. Well, he hit me with the ball. I lost my confidence in what he had to say concerning getting up to the plate in front of him. But I found out I couldn't stay there if I intended on doing what? Playing baseball. If you intend on serving God, you're going to have to get to a place in him where you're going to trust him with all of your being. That means you got to stop leaning and holding yourself up and let God strengthen you so that you can keep it moving.
Right.
Amen. Amen. So now we're going to go to the O in 2. Go to Romans 1 and 5. Romans 1 and 5. The O in when you trust in God, it tends to produce an obedience to God. The O stands for obedience.
Right.
Romans 1:5 is the first time we hear the word obedience coming from the man of God, the Apostle Paul. He says, by whom we have received grace and apostleship, for what? For obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. Well, when we look at obedience, when we trust in the Lord, then he requires us to be obedient. To be obedient to the Word of God. That means you got to do what? That means the Word of God says you got to, some scriptures that we really aren't crazy about, you have to obey them that are in authority or rule over you. Or you have to pray for those that despitefully use you. That means you have to love them that hate you. You have to encourage those that never encourage you. You have to have compassion for folks that you don't think deserve to have need compassion. This is the type of things that we have to do. That's what being obedient to the Word tells us to do, is to do the things that offset the flesh, which the old man just don't want to do because we're still leaning to our own understanding. You know, our understanding tells us this. You hit me, I'm going to hit you back. You hurt me, I'm going to get you back.
Right.
You throw a rock at me, I'm going to throw a brick at you. Used to be, if you throw, I throw a rock at you, I throw a rock back at you. Now, if you throw a rock at me, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah,
y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all live in another world. Amen. By whom we have received what?
Grace.
We have received the word. I like this word receive because it's got so many intimate meanings, but the one that jumped out at me the most was it says, got a hold of. I like that one because that's what I did, Pastor Arnie. I got a hold of grace. I stumbled into it. I didn't plan on getting it. I didn't grow up thinking I was going to get it. Nobody told me I was going to get it. I kind of stumbled into it. So I got a hold of grace. Amen. So I got a hold of the grace or the undeserved favor of God. I like it because it's not just with God, but it's with men too.
Right.
I know that to be a fact because I've seen it happen before my very eyes. I've seen God change situations and change men's mindsets and change folks' attitudes just so you can have what he said you should have.
Right.
So that you can have the blessings of God.
Yeah.
So it's undeserved. We ain't done the kind of big thing to get. We ain't love nobody enough to have it. We ain't gave away enough money to get it. We ain't run enough miles to appreciate it. So it's undeserved. We got it because of the love of God. We got it because Jesus died on the cross and he rose from the dead. My goodness. He rose up from the dead and he said, life that I have, I now give it unto you. My goodness. But you have to be obedient to my word and to the faith. I like it says to the faith because it's talking about that divinely implanted principle that's in you. It's pistis. That if that plant, that faith that's in you, you have to be obedient to that faith.
Right.
Because that faith don't wake you up in the morning and tell you to pray for somebody and you're going to say it ain't going to happen. I just got to be. Amen. Well, God's going to seek your heart to give somebody something. You know, they don't need it. I need it more than they do.
Yeah.
But if you operate in obedience to the faith that's in you, you'll find out that that which you thought you needed, you'll get back twice over.
Amen.
Because God will give it back to you. I like it says, because obedience to the faith among all nations. This is the part where a lot of churches get screwed up and a lot of preachers get messed up at. Because when it talks about nations, it talks about a race, a tribe, foreign or domestic, Gentile, check this out, or pagan. What you're saying, Pastor, I'm saying this, that regardless of who we are or what standing we're been in, we're all born with a measure of faith.
Amen.
Ain't that like God to make sure that we got some of Him regardless of what Adam did to God?
Right.
Adam thought he was cursing us, but God was blessing us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus rose from the dead to say that which God already instilled in you now has the ability and the power to give you strength.
Yeah.
Amen. But it's obedience among all nations within our hearts. For what? Not for you, but for His name.
Right.
Or in His authority, or by according to His character in you. I got, if you don't already know, which I'm sure you do, this walk will cost you something.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you some aggravation, some pain.
Right.
At times you're going to get discouraged.
Yeah.
I know they say Christians ain't supposed to get discouraged. I wonder which one they dealing with. I never met one. Well, you supposed to believe that God is healing. Why are you sick? Because I'm sick. Because my body's still made of flesh and I still eat too much salt. Drink too much pop. Worry too much about stuff that I can't change anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Everybody here. I'm about finished. Amen. Don't laugh at me, brother. Yeah, I am, really. I know I'm getting wound up with that. Among whom are we also called of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So we are called, ordained, and set apart for Him, by Him, through Him, to show forth how much we trust in Him, and then because of our trust in Him, our obedience to the faith.
Amen.
Well, if you trust in Him, if you're obedient to that confidence and that trust that you have in Him, then you're going to produce the third letter, which is M, manifestation.
Amen. All right. Yeah. Amen.
See, I'm on the third letter. Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 3 and 13. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I really wouldn't like to be sleeping right now. First lady gets up, she goes to the restroom, she just kind of looks in there at me. Turn right around, go back upstairs, see you. 13. Every man's work shall be made what?
Manifest.
For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by
fire.
And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by my goodness, help me, Jesus. So trust, obedience, produces manifestation. For every man's work, labor, or his actions shall be made or shall become manifest. Why? Because the day shall declare, or the anointing, or the light that was produced in the tomb. There was a light that shined forth out of the tomb when Jesus rose again. Because it was showing forth the power and the illumination of the Father that was no longer on Him, but flowing through Him. Because He was now, even though He was part of the Trinity, He was still the one.
Amen.
Amen. So this light, this day, this for the day shall declare, the day shall do what? I got news for you. When you go through some stuff, if you trust in the Lord, and you're obedient to his word, your character and the nature of your life will declare it.
Amen.
It'll make it known.
Amen.
Also know who you are.
Yeah.
And what you stand for. Amen. And how big your God is in your life.
Right.
And you better believe folks waiting to see too.
Amen.
They see you going to church. They see you acting some different kind of way. They waiting on you to mess up.
Yeah. All right.
They shall declare because it shall what? Be revealed. My goodness. Well, we're going to find out why it's going to be revealed. It's going to be revealed by fire. Fire. When it talks about being revealed by fire, it's talking about the fire will take off the covers. So whatever you think you got here, won't stay here.
Right.
Because something you're going to go through in your life, going to make it known.
Right.
Amen. And the person you least expect to see it is going to be the one that's there witnessing. So make sure you're trusted in this word, you're obedient to this word, and your manifestation will do what? It will show forth your trust and your obedience in the word.
Right, man.
So revealed by fire, and the fire shall do what? Try, test, and prove. It shall do what? I like this last word of the passage. It says, this fire, when it comes into your life, this trial and this torment, this persecution, this affliction, this sickness, when it comes into your life, it will do one thing. My goodness.
Yeah.
It will not only reveal and make it plain.
Come on now.
Yeah, just gonna do that.
Down.
But it's going to verify. When you call in and try to do stuff online, there's stuff they want you to do what? Verify.
Right.
They want you to verify that you're the car holder.
Yeah.
They want you to verify that it's your account.
Right.
And they make you do this, and they make you do that, and you won't lie. I got to do all this.
Yeah.
And they want you to do something else. Because there's somebody else, there's an imposter out there trying to verify too. But if you abide in faith, if you abide, your trust is in God, and your obedience is to the word, the manifestation that will come to your life will be a pattern of the Lord Jesus. And when you verify, it'll verify itself by your character and your nature. It'll show forth the kingdom of a living God, living, breathing, moving, abiding, and manifesting itself in you. So your works will make it plain. Your works will show forth your labor in God. Your works will show forth your love of God. Your works will show forth your trust in him. Your works will show forth your obedience to him.
Right.
Where?
Yeah.
Bring forth a manifestation of a new nature and a different character that not of your own but of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Because the fire shall try every man's work and then they'll say of what sort it is. They're going to find out what type of God you serve.
Right.
Amen.
If any man's work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Simple. If you abide in him, he abide in you. The work that you build upon, if it's the kingdom of God, you shall receive a reward. A blessing. What is that blessing? Undeserved favor.
Right.
Amen. If I didn't get nothing else, I'd always want the favor of God in my life.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Because the favor of God will get you out of some scrapes.
Yeah.
Whether you deserve to be there or not.
Yeah.
If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. My goodness. If your works get burned, if you get burned up, if when you get thrown, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When you get thrown in the fiery furnace, if you come out smelling like smoke, you done got burned up. How do you come out smelling like smoke? Because your character, your active nature show that you don't know God as well as you confess that you did.
Amen.
That's why I tell folks to be careful when you get up here testifying. First thing you say, I'm Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, blah, 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 for about 10 minutes. And then walk out and cuss somebody out because they done bump your car. You fire baptized, all right. The fire just revealed just who you are. You left here talking about fire and walked into the fire. And it showed you. He shall receive it. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. You know what the loss is that you're going to suffer? A setback. A setback. Now you got to try to get back. I've suffered that loss before. And it's harder getting back than it was getting there the first time. Because now you got to deal with your thoughts. You got to deal with what you think other people are saying about you. You got to deal with what you think other people are feeling about you.
Amen.
It's hard to get back.
Amen.
But he himself shall be saved. But the good thing about it is God said, I'm going to preserve and keep you anyway. Because my grace is what?
Sufficient.
My grace is more allowing than you'll ever allow. No. Yet, so as by fire. It'll be the fire of God, the word of God. And the last letter. Come on, put your hands together. This is the last letter. B. If you trust in God and you're obedient to that trust that you have in Him, obedient to the faith of the kingdom, and you allow a manifestation of the glory and the power, the character, the nature of the God that you have trusted, and you're obedient to the manifest stuff in your life, now you have the ability to build.
Amen.
Which is what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Go to Galatians, 2nd chapter, 2 and 19. Yeah, 2 and 19. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Therefore, I now have the ability to do what? I'm justified by faith. I now have the ability to build. Because I'm not living for me. It took the trust, the obedience, and a manifestation to get me to a place where I now realize I am crucified with Christ. I'm just like Him.
Amen.
I've had the same problems and I've had the same situations. And if you think about it, Jesus went through for 3 years. You've been going through for how many?
Yeah.
You don't have to tell how old you are.
Amen.
Now we have the ability to deal. See that Jesus was the chief cornerstone. We now have that ability that he had. The whole building together. He was just corner. Now he's got a many member body who trust him, obey him, and manifest his nature, his character. Now we're going about throughout the world, throughout the land, building character in nature.
Amen.
Folks that thought they were lost, that thought they were bruised, that thought they were down and out, that were discouraged, that were brokenhearted, that were messed up. Now we have the ability in us to show them the life and the love and the character of God. We are builders. We are architects of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Our architecture is the fact that we represent God in the earth,
right,
and not so much in the heaven. We represent Him here. Therefore, we can show forth His love, His power, His goodness, and His mercy. So therefore, if we trust in Him, amen, coming out of the tomb, if we have what? If we're obedient unto Him, coming out of the tomb.
Amen.
Therefore, if we do what? If we're what? Somebody help me out here.
Amen.
We trust.
Amen.
We're obedient. And we manifest what? The glory and the nature and the character of God. Then we have the ability to do what? To build. You can actually build without even building.
Amen.
How do you build? By influencing lives. Everybody say.
Amen.
Look at how Jesus touched the life. He showed forth the power of God. He let us know. He showed us that it could be done. First person he met on his way to town was a prostitute. His trust in his father and the knowledge that the father gave him and his obedience to the love and the character of the father that was in him caused him to manifest the love out of his life that touched her life. So what he did was, the demon, he built something in her. Because when he rose from the grave, she was the only one, the first one to go to the grave to see where he was at. Don't you want people, before they leave here, to run to the cross?
Yeah.
It'll make people run to the cross. They don't know it yet. Because the scripture don't do what scripture don't say. It's bad now, but the scripture says it's going to wax worse and worse. And we are living in perilous times. But the Old Testament also goes to the New, says, we abide in him, and he abide in us. We can ask the will of his name. And we can also hide under the shadow of the Almighty.
That's right.
Amen. Thank you. We are more than conquerors.
Amen.
You hear that? Love us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. If God be for us, who can be against us? No weapon, therefore. Why? Because whether you realize it or not, if you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, you have the truth manifested in your life. We are about to get this. Take somebody by the hand. This Christmas day, we're going to pray that God blesses and keeps, strengthens, encourages everyone that you come in contact with by a manifestation of the goodness and the mercies of God in your life, that their lives will be touched and encouraged. I'll ask Pastor Keith to pray.
Father, we give you praise and we give you honor because our person that you were born, Lord, yet you came out too. Lord God, and out of that tomb came life, Lord God. Life out of death, Lord God. You spread that life, Lord God, because you were obedient, Lord God. You taught us obedience to be obedient to the Father. And the Father used you, Lord God, as a template, Lord God. The pattern, Lord God, that we should follow, Lord God. That we come out of the tomb when you came out of the tomb. And we give you praise and honor for it, Lord God. Lord God, if we obey you, Lord God, you're going to bring forth that manifestation because you are the manifestation. Lord God, and you are the master builder, Lord God. And we are your workmanship and we are working together with you, Lord God, according to your design. And according to your instructions, Lord God, that we are that many membered body, Lord God, that shall go forth and take the land, Lord God, all of the land, Lord God, because it all belongs to you, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord God, that we are here together, blessing your holy name and lifting you up because you are great, you are mighty, you are wonderful, you are the Prince of Peace, you are the Lord of Lords and God of all, God. And we praise you, Lord God, we thank you for another Christmas, Lord God, another day of good giving, Lord God. Were you the gift that keeps on giving, Lord? We thank you for the healing that you manifest. We thank you for the peace and the joy you manifest. We thank you, Lord God. We come against depression. We come against loneliness. We come against heartache. We come against all those things that are not like you. And we spread the power, the glory of the Holy Ghost by your nature, your character. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' wonderful name.